Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Chipheads, we're back yet again.
Zoe here.
JustChips.com
here.
As you may or may not know, a few months ago, we got Sir Alan Doyle in the studio. That is right. Sir Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea. We did knight him because he loves chips so much and figured that that deserved knighthood.
Yeah. And he's a rock god. This week, we're rerunning our episode with Sir Alan Doyle,
our chip knight in armor. We were featured on CBC's podcast playlist with this episode. So I would say like our parents' generation probably got to know our show more so through that venue rather than directly through us because they just trust CBC more than us probably.
So it definitely opened us up to some new listeners.
Yep.
Which was really nice. One of those probably being Sophia's mom.
I'll say that every time that I talk to my mom about my podcast, and I love my mom and she's such a good support in every other way, she refers to watching this podcast, not listening to it. So I'm not sure that she knows what it is, but that's okay.
I don't think she knows what a podcast is. We suspect, and I think we might be right. She has never listened to the show other than when it played on the radio on CBC's podcast playlist.
So we're going to throw to our call that we had with my mom. We basically ambushed her into talking about the show and what she likes about it. And this is the result. And right after that, we're going to play our episode with
Sir Alan Doyle.
Enjoy.
And also, here is a gentle reminder to you, our listeners, our cherished and loving listeners, to please, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Also, if you feel so inclined, drop us an email, justchips.com@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Is it recording?
Yep.
Okay, we are going to call some family members, some big fans. We're going to call my mom and see what she has to say about JCDC.
Great.
Hello. Please leave a big
That's call. How much she left the show. She doesn't answer when I call. So. Wow. Oh, she's calling you.
Oh.
Hi, Mama.
Hey.
It's Sophia.
And Zoe.
Oh. How are you guys?
Good. How about you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen.
Mm. Ooh la la.
What are you making?
I'm making a rhubarb pie.
Oh.
a gluten-free one.
Mm.
Ma,
yeah.
I'm wondering if you can describe to our audience what our relationship is
between you two.
Between us three.
Oh, between us three, me, you, and Zoe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our relationship.
Hmm. Yeah, that is what I'm asking. Do it.
Do it. You're putting me on the spot. I have to think a little bit. Okay, so, of course, you are my one and only darling daughter, and with you, I have had the privilege and the great pleasure of knowing some of your friends, and I find that Zoe has been a big part of our life ever since she was very little, because she became fast and furiously a good friend of you, Sophia, and I've always loved your interaction between you two, because you always make each other happy and smiley, and you're like, you could have been sisters in another life. You're that close.
That's beautiful. You're going to make us cry.
would you say that it's an honor to know both of us?
I have been greatly blessed and privileged to have all my kids in my life.
You don't have to say that.
Especially to have you, my goofy daughter, and you, Zoe, a great friend who's treated me like an extra mom every now and then, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aww.
Yeah.
Mommy, what's your favorite chip?
My favorite chip in the world? I really do have to think about that, because I'm not a huge chip eater. But I would say that when I want something crunchy, I do like tortilla chips. And I like the organic tortilla chips, which the name escapes me at the moment.
Oh, I think you like the Nielsen's brand or something.
The Nielsen's brand, yes. I do like them. I like them, the ones with flax seeds in them.
The blue ones?
Yeah, the blue ones.
Yeah, they're really good. Nina, could you describe what our show is about?
Your show is about, I would say it's about highlighting various chips in and around the world, but it's at the same time talking about fun, but still fun things about your generation, and making people feel lighthearted and happy in these times of trouble where we need to have a little more lightheartedness.
Mommy.
And it's got a great flavor.
Ooh.
Your program.
Could you tell me, do you listen to our show?
I haven't listened to every single one, I'd be quite honest. But I have to those I've listened to, I've very much enjoyed. And I think you do have an incredible chemistry, the two of you, when you're speaking to your guests.
Can you tell me the episode that you listened to?
I like the one that was on the CBC radio.
You only heard it because it was on the CBC.
No, I had listened to it before that.
Okay, sure.
And the covered bridge chips, you know, that bit is very funny. And I have listened to the one when you were talking to the brothers. I love that one when you talk to...
your other children?
Yes.
I do know them. Finally, can you do us one big favor?
Maybe.
Can you tell us your name, why you love the show, and then to tell people to rate, review, and subscribe?
Okay, my name is Nina Lepage. I am Sophia's mother, and I'm Zoe's extra mom every now and then. And I encourage you strongly to share the podcast with all your friends. Like it on Facebook, like it on Instagram, Twitter about it. Do whatever you can to get the word out.
Thank you so much, Mommy. This was grand.
Thank you so much, Nina.
Was that good enough?
That was perfect.
That was awesome.
If you need me to redo it, tell me.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye for
now.
Hey, Da.
Bye.
Hey, Da.
Mommy,
and it's,
could you tell me... Do you listen to our show? Do you listen to our show? Do you listen to our show?
I haven't listened to every single one, I'd be quite honest.
Okay, that was our call with my mom, Nina. Now here's the original episode.
Hey guys.
Welcome to
the
current episode.
The one episode.
JustChips.com.
I am
your Sophia.
And
I
you
am
are Zoe.
I'm Zoe.
Today we're doing sort of a East Coast theme. We're gonna have two really freaking special guests.
Gonna have a time.
Both East Coasters, both time specialists. Time in the sense of the Newfoundland time. So our in-studio guest
this week is Sir Alan Doyle.
Okay, you might know him from such things as
Robin Hood, the movie.
As
A Winter's Tale, the movie.
As
Great Big Sea, the band.
As
And
Alan
Doyle and the Beautiful Gypsies.
Alan Doyle. Freaking internet sensation, musical recording artist, as well as movie star.
Donnie frickin' Dunphy. We're going to go give him a call.
Alan Doyle.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Hey,
anything to do with chips.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
Where are we, first of all? What is this place?
Oh, it's called...
Eggplant. Balance, my name, anything after that, you can...
Just free Willy?
Okay.
You can do whatever you call me, whatever you want, no? I thought, like, every now and again when I'm playing a gig or something, I always think, like, I have the greatest job in the world. But then I show up here and go, perhaps I don't.
Would you say we just trumped you?
Perhaps I might not have the greatest job in the world. This was amazing.
One day.
Well, you know what? You can live our life for one day today and just sort of try
vicarious.
To live vicariously.
I love it. Yeah.
Before we call and get a tasty question, we're going to talk about the chips that we're going to dive into.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So we have Covered Bridge Weekender chips.
Which are in the bag in front of you.
Yeah. So what that means is we have a mix of chips in one bag. Sea salt and vinegar chips.
What?
Loaded hot dog chips.
Yep.
Smoke and sweet BBQ chips.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And sweet and spicy jalapeno chips.
Yep.
All in one bag.
All in one bag.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Chip salad.
I've never heard of it. That's like, it's an orgy of chips. It's almost blasphemous in some kind of way, isn't it?
Well, we're going to find
in
out.
Some
chaos.
Ways, yes.
We're going to break in and find out.
It's madness.
What it's like.
In other ways, it's maybe the perfect thing that you bring to a barbecue. You bring everything
a little bit
in
of something
one bag.
For everyone. I'd say for a celebration.
I'm skeptical.
Where you have a
I'm
lot
not
going to
lie to you.
That's fine.
That's what we're here for, Alan, you know?
Thank God. Thank God for you.
And our second bag of chips.
I wouldn't have the courage.
Our second bag of chips we could not find on the shelves, so we
created them.
Let
it be known,
though,
that we called probably every Covered Bridge distributor in the GTA.
Yeah, which was about 20 people.
Yeah, got no leads, so we had to hack our own
We
geo-hacked Storm Chips.
Yeah.
So what we did is we bought 4 bags of Covered Bridge chips and mixed them
in
one bowl.
If I can read this PDF artwork that I pulled up. Smoke and sweet BBQ, sea salt and vinegar, homestyle ketchup, and creamy dill.
They're pretty much the same mix except for hot dog, right? And the jalapeno one.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's a very similar mix.
This is the artwork.
I do dig their artwork. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
I love that the chips are chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it a chip or a potato we're looking at here?
Oh, that's such a good question.
That's a good question.
I think it's a potato.
It looks like a potato,
which looks
a little macabre, if you ask me.
Yeah. Before they go into the frying pan.
Before they go into the slicer.
Yeah.
I know, I always have a problem with the cute M&M commercials, too.
Yeah, it's...
You don't want to eat something that's animated, that has a voice.
It's rough, yeah. What is the origin of the Storm Chip?
So, the origin of the Storm Chip is that I think a couple of people in PEI were tweeting at each other, talking about what their grocery list would be for the storm. The only thing on their lists were plain Ruffles and French onion dip. Thus, the hashtag Storm Chips began. So Covered Bridge picked up on the popularity of the Storm Chip idea and engineered this hybrid chip mix. And so I think the idea with Storm Chips is that you get a bag before a big storm, you batten the hatches, bunker down, and
get some pals.
Stuff your pie hole.
Yeah.
Wow. I figured as an Atlantic Canadian story, it would be like shipwrecks and shite, you know, like, they're you know. So a bunch.
Like
so this chucked these? a few different bags together and made Storm Chips.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Right on. I think we should add something to that story. Like the storyteller in me wants there to be like this part. You should have like a score. In 1486, there was a storm.
Wait, I think you actually know the original story of the Storm Chips, right?
Yeah. I washed ashore, and it was Captain Storm was his name.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he had one leg, and like you know, and a mermaid.
And that mermaid, she was like, "Oh,
I will restore your leg if
you give
you
me a
give,
mixture yeah. of potato chips
That's right.
in one bag.
I can't have them as one, and he had to keep chucking a variety of different flavored deep fried vegetables.
Right.
She would have
just...
to go back to the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
And she still haunts the seas.
To this day.
To this very day.
If you eat one kind of chips only, you will hear the sirens call.
And they also say that if you eat a single flavor bag of chips, you will hear the peg leg of Captain Storm.
Of the captain.
Haunting you. How would you describe having a time?
Having a time?
Yeah.
Well, time in Newfoundland means is very simple. It means a celebration, right?
Okay.
Like a time is a party or a... You know, a concert or both, or you know, a kitchen party or a whatever gathering in St. John's or in rural Newfoundland that would, you know, that you would call a special event, really. Like, I love, as a Newfoundlander, saying the phrase, we'll take our time.
Which has a different meaning.
Yeah, because it means something different to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or we're going to have time or have a time. And it's like, it's, I don't know. There's many things about Newfoundland I love, but that, like, the turns of phrase like that where words mean something slightly different than they do everywhere else is kind of like a little secret we
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
A little hidden language, a little hidden handshake.
Our caller is possibly the
resident expert.
The resident expert of having a time.
There is no doubt about it. The professor of
That's
having
right.
a time is about to get on the phone. I can see a 709. Area code under. That was, does my hair good. All's fine in the 709.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
sir.
How's it going?
Great. It's your old friends, Zoe and Sophia, and an old friend of yours.
Who's this? Who is it? Can you tell me his name?
Hey, man, it's Alan Doyle. What are you at?
What?
Who are we speaking to right now?
This is Danny Duffy.
Oh, great. We're about to dig into a couple bags of chips, and we're just trying to have a time here.
Oh, man, I'm always on the chips, man. I got like 16 different kinds. Once I get down to the bottom of all five bags or six bags, and I'll throw them all in the same one and have a little party.
Wow.
I'm just learning about this mixing different flavors of chips together. It sounds like madness, man.
So what chips do you normally put in your mix?
Well, I'm all about cheesy. Any kind of cheesy is usually, I'm usually a crunchy kind of guy. The nacho crunches are pretty good, but they're crazy salty now. But I'll mix in like a little sour cream and onion. I'll mix a cheesy in, maybe some all dressed. Roast chicken is one of my favorites.
That's a classic Newfoundland flavor, no?
I think roast chicken is one of those ones that's only available in maybe just Newfoundland or perhaps in another part of Atlantic Canada.
Yeah.
And those covered bridge chips are savage.
Oh, heck. So, Donnie, you don't even know what we got in front of us right now.
The closest I ever came to the chip mix, I'm just thinking about it now, was one of my favorite things I used to do when I was like in university and that was get a bag of salt and vinegar.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Chips. And like, and crack up an Aero bar and chuck the little bits of Aero bar in
wow.
there.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. And then every now and again, like, you get like a chip and a little bit of Aero bar.
A little vinegary Aero bar. Interesting.
Yeah. Man, I tell you right now.
My dad does the sour cream and onion cheesies and Mr. Big Bar.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
And he puts it in a container together. He'll dump two bags in and three or four bars.
Sure.
It's like, all up and it'll last him like a week.
It gives the illusion then of being trail mix.
Oh, yeah.
So it's healthy.
Way better than trail mix.
So, Donnie, we want to ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, fire away.
First off, would you say chips are a requirement for having a time?
Always. Oh, my God. You don't leave the store. Especially when I left out salt and sour cream and onion because those stand alone usually. The Miss Vickies are on point. But usually any salt and vinegar because S&Vs go deadly with beer.
S&V, that's true.
It is true. It is a thirsty chip. There's no doubt about it.
And then our second question is,
can you ask us a question?
Do you have a question for us
about chips? That we're going to answer for you to the best of our ability.
What are both your favorite bag kind of chips?
Except you can't ask that question.
Yeah, that's a little too personal.
you can't narrow it down.
Can't divulge that because we try to, you know, we try to keep it professional.
Yeah,
don't feel bad, Don.
What happens in chip club stays in chip club.
That's right.
Don't feel bad if you can't figure out the rules right away here. I've been here 20 minutes. I'm not totally sure. There's madness here, man.
I'm supposed to know these fucking rules. I want to know what's the secret ingredient to ketchup chips. It's definitely not ketchup.
Excellent question.
Great question.
That's we're going to have to be real detectives on that one.
And we do have a ketchup chip
in front of us. It's like a mixture of chili spice, paprika, capis, and something along those lines, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll find out and confirm it for you. Okay, well, thank you so much for your question, Donnie.
No sweat.
Bye.
See you, man. Cheers. See you, Alan, buddy. Take care.
Good dude.
Freaking treat.
What a dude.
Yeah, what a dude.
What a dude. What a lad.
All right, well, we should crack into them with his question in mind.
I think we should, yeah. Mm. What do you guys think is better? Do we start with the Weekender chips, which are more summertime, or do we go for the Storm chips?
I think we got to go Storm, don't we? I mean, it's been the topic of conversation.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay.
Since we've created a narrative for it.
Are they ketchup in these ones?
Maybe you should check the PDF.
I'll check the PDF.
Okay, this one don't have ketchup.
Storm chip has ketchup.
Yeah.
So
sorry, the Weekender does not have ketchup. Yeah, we agree.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So what am I doing? Just take them some.
Grab a handful. We'll try to get a mixed, Sophia.
I don't know what's going to happen in this handful, though.
No, I think that's kind of the beauty of a chip mix is it's really unique every handful that you have.
But grab one that speaks to you.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a single one that speaks to me.
I'm going to grab some that have different little colors.
Yep. Yeah, and then we're going to, let's cheers.
Chip cheers.
Oh, cheers to everyone.
Chip cheers.
Yeah. Mm. I got salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got that one salt and vinegar, too.
Me, too.
Mm. Okay.
Enjoyed it.
Oh.
This is some kind of chili business.
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I got ketchup in my hand.
This is ketchup.
Ketchup? You got ketchup.
I'm definitely on ketchup here.
Okay.
Not my fave, you know.
Hmm?
Never dug it.
This is a very mild ketchup.
Yeah, it is. It kind of almost tastes like
nothing.
Yeah.
my objection to ketchup chips has always been that it doesn't taste anything like ketchup.
No.
Is this one dill pickly?
Yeah.
There is dill pickle.
Yeah.
Are you into dill pickle?
Could be my favorite chip.
Yeah.
I like dill pickle chips because they taste like dill and pickle.
Yeah.
Where can you go wrong?
So maybe I'm kind of a classic chip fella. I don't like to stray too much from it other than dill pickle's my wild.
Your wild card?
Big fan.
Do you prefer crunchy chips, like thick chips, to very thin chips?
I do like often the thicker chips because I feel like they, you know, they are closer to the original potato, which as a fella of very clear and direct Irish descent, the potato, of course, is
homey,
dear to my heart.
Yeah,
and
the holiest of foods.
Right.
And so I do. And I maybe it's true, too, that most of the thicker chips I've had are kind of more boutique-y. They're the ones that were probably made
that makes sense.
Closer to where I'm eating it. And
small batch.
Yeah, small batch, like whiskey.
While on tour or on set, do you request a specific kind of chip?
No. I always leave that to fate, always.
Oh,
definitely.
Wow.
Very cool.
What have you ended up with?
Well, the first time I ever had Mrs. Vicky's was brought to us at like a college gig in like 1995 or something like that, and that was the first. So it's always, that's why I like to leave that stuff to chance.
Yeah.
Plus, who wants to go in and have the same bag of Lay's every day?
Oh, no. You don't want that.
Not with Lay's. They're the best kind. But
maybe your request would be like, bring me the freakiest chip.
Bring me your local stash of chip.
Yeah.
Wherever possible, in all things, coffee, chips, anything that's on our rider.
All the staples, right?
I always go, coffee, chips. That's about it, actually. But even like any kind of food request, anything we have is like, give us everything local.
That's a good request.
Whatever. If there's a local coffee shop, I'd rather have local coffee than one of the big chains.
Yeah. But then when you're, in Nabob, Indiana, and you're by the Nabob factory, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Right?
Fine.
It sometimes happens that way.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The big guys from the small place.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The Seattle, you get the Starbucks.
Yeah. You get the Starbucks. And
it's great.
No two ways around it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I would also like to say, I don't know if this is on point, but that my favorite time to have chips.
Yep.
Is next to a sandwich.
Do you put the chips in the sandwich?
That's not my way to do it, no.
Okay.
So I do like that kind of thing. But I mean, anyway, the potato chips in the sandwich box, very New York kind of thing to do.
Yeah, and, totally.
I also like getting my lunch in a box because...
I do, too.
It feels good.
Yeah,
I do.
Feel good.
I do, too. Love like, well, there's what... everything,
like, this is your compartment.
Yeah. Everything is in there.
Yeah. You can do what you want with it.
All one-stop shop.
Yeah. It's so wicked, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the element of surprise that is so good.
Totally.
Oh, it's wicked.
You guys, should we open the second bag of chips?
Yeah, we haven't even compared the two.
We have to name a victor by the end of this...
let's do it.
Right, this episode. Would you like to do the honors of opening this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I don't know what the rules are, but... There's something holy about the opening of it.
And right. if you'd like to, give it a sniff when you open it.
Yeah.
Just
first impression.
Let us know what you
first
think.
First impression.
Well, you crack it open, and it's a bit of a mixed bag. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give my decision.
Oh, you already have one.
Early, but I'm already.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. That's
okay.
Big.
Yeah. That's a hint.
But the scents I got when I just opened that bag just confirmed what I suspected.
Where your allegiances lie. Okay. Yeah.
Where I'm going with it.
Okay.
So this is the Covered Bridge, the Weekender, and it has the four cons in there. The salt and vinegar fella.
Yep.
The, what's that guy? Hot dog fella.
Yep.
Oh, I'm
smoking
excited
barbecue fella, and sweet and spicy jalapeno.
Ooh, a spicy
and
chip.
If you had this bag of chips at a party, at your house, whatever, anytime, do you think that you would be the kind of person to just grab a handful and go for the mixed flavors, or would you try to pick out specific flavors and just eat those?
You go for the art of surprise, I think. You scoop it in, you see what you get.
And you're doing one chip at a time so as not to...
Fate, as we talked about earlier.
I very rarely... I've put more than one chip in my mouth at a time.
What?
Wow.
That is true.
You might be the only person who does that one at a time.
Yeah. That
really?
Might be weird.
Yeah.
And I would definitely not put a
different
mixed
flavors.
Bag of chips in my mouth.
Wow.
At a time.
Know
that's
that.
Madness, yeah. Man.
I want to try. I'm going to try both ways. I think, should we all just grab a few from this
Weekender
bag? They don't smell too different, except the Storm Chips batch has a very dilly flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Smell, and this one is more.
What's your vibe on etiquette of like the grab? I always try to grab, not to touch any of the chips. That's so hard, isn't it?
I do like a full sweep of my hand on the whole top, and then dig into the bottom and take from
ruffle
the
it around
bottom
to make sure
and
you
so
get all the flavor.
It's sort of just like my imprint on the whole.
The one I'm eating now tastes like mustard, so that must be the.
That must be the hot dog.
Not bad.
I think I got that too.
Not bad.
Don't know what I just got.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
Oh, wow. That was the hot dog, too. You know those, just like the regular hot dogs you boil and you...
Jumboed.
No, just like regular hot dogs.
Straight up.
Straight up
10
pack. Yeah. It tastes a little bit like that with ketchup and mustard on it. And, dare I say, a hint of bun.
Hint of bun. You heard it here first.
It's mostly mustard, but...
Yeah.
Wow. I've gotten like 3 hot dog chips in a row.
Me too. I have only had hot dog chips.
I just had a sweet and spicy one.
With a jalapeno?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, too. Not to be the downer on the party, but I'm not sold on this mixed bag of chips at all.
I think it's
okay.
It's a big commitment.
But if you're going to have a winter or summer party, which these ones are themed, which one are you leaning towards?
Just not digging it. I'm not.
Nothing.
I'm not.
Zero, Sophia. Did you hear that? Zilch. Okay.
I'm not digging this idea of combining the flavors
bags.
Of chips.
Ah.
It's like when I opened the bag, it's confirmed it for me because like I like opening a bag of like dill pickle chips and you can instantly go, you know what you're going to get, and it's the anticipation of it is fantastic.
Right.
Whereas I just opened that one and it was like walking into the back of a like the kitchen door of a restaurant. You know, like everything's just too much going on in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I think that the flavor probably ends up mixing a little bit much. So you're getting impure chips. That's,
And unlike party mix type stuff, this isn't a lot of different things
that's
in
true.
One bowl. This is a lot of similar things in one bowl.
Right.
Yeah. And they really rub off on each other.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of muted in a way.
Yeah.
Right. Muted is a good word.
Yeah.
Should we try and answer Donnie's question?
Yeah, I think we should try to find some ketchup. Maybe we should just get that ketchup bag. So this is the straight-up ketchup
from our self-made storm bag.
Yeah.
I never ever went for ketchup chips.
These ones are unlike Lay's ketchup chips.
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
That could be the best ketchup chip I've ever had.
Wow.
It does taste a little bit like ketchup.
These do taste like real ketchup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Home-style ketchup.
Well done.
I'm not going to tell you guys what's in here.
We're going to have to, like... figure out between the three of us what is the secret ingredient that's making it taste like ketchup. Donnie's bets were cat piss. Paprika.
He knows
my instinct that you know the best answer is the secret ingredient to ketchup chip is ketchup, you know. And then
I'd like to go with that.
It's, you know, because it's, you know, that's what I'm sure the manufacturers of ketchup chips would like us to know.
it's the myth, it's the legend, but it's maybe also the truth.
Well, it's best not to know too, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what you're eating ever.
No, God, no. I can't in good conscience come on your on this holy broadcast and proclaim that, you know, what ketchup chips is really made of or is not.
No, you can't.
It's going to change the day because I've never been a fan of the ketchup chip.
Yeah.
It's a weak chip.
You know what? I think cinnamon.
The spice.
I think there's a little bit of cinnamon.
I
can go there. I think it's cinnamon.
Well done. Yeah. You guys are the experts, I mean.
Right. We never claimed that. In terms of the chip pyramid, which is long, high, mighty, old.
Yeah. We are just fresh green behind the ears. Fresh
one
meat.
Little cube.
Yeah. So I think it may be time
for
to
oh God, what?
Well, to make our decision.
Oh my God, you scared me. Yeah, okay, we could do that. We have to choose which one wins of the mixed bags.
Uh-huh.
But I think we should do it like this. We all announce it at the same time.
Okay.
So they're not influenced by each other's answers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go for a little dip into each one again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do one or two chips of each.
My decision on that's already made. It was clear from the very beginning.
It was clear by the first sniff.
Mm-hmm. I think I have my answer, too.
You do? Okay, oh God.
So we're going to say Storm or Weekender.
Yeah. You know what? Taking a random handful is, it sort of tells you what the chip is like, because that's going to happen to you when you eat it, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I think you guys are doing the real on the ground research.
We're putting ourselves out there.
Yeah.
You folks at home, this is not just, you know, fly by night operation here. These guys are doing the groundwork.
3, 2, 1.
Storm
chips.
Definitely. But we all agree.
100%.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think I know exactly why. That one's got dill pickle in it, and that doesn't.
That's exactly
that's
it for me.
Game
exactly
changer right off the bat. I wonder if it's the whole notion that the Weekender chips, as you said, that the, you know, because it has the barbecue and the hot dog, and they're just too close.
Maybe it's like they're
those flavors are too close.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a mixed bag like the Storm fella.
Yeah,
exactly. You need a diverse
mix.
You
need those flavors to still stand out more.
Yeah.
And let me ask you guys something. Would you eat a hot dog covered in barbecue and jalapeno and whatever the last thing is in the Weekender bag?
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Like, that's too many.
Would you do that in real life? No. Of course
I don't
not.
I think so, yeah. Soy although we are in Toronto.
Yeah, and I'll do anything here.
Which is it's
freakiest town.
It's the freak flavor capital of the world.
Well, it is my favorite street meat place in the world.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
Toronto does street meat pretty good.
Yeah.
With apologies to a lot of other cities, but many walk of shame late night, post hot dog cart, you know, you're like, oh no. Last night I did have a hot dog, like, I don't know why, but I had a hot dog right on Front Street with one of those dudes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of sat around in behind, sort of eating it afraid. I don't know why. I felt guilty about it. But it wasn't just guilt. It was also kind of like, it was like a secret I'm having.
It was like a joyful, intimate, personal moment.
It was a little bit like that, you know, and it's like, I want to own it. I'm tired of living behind the curtain. I think you know, we've discovered something very simple that, you know, that the simplest things are often the best things.
And you know who would agree with that? Captain Storm.
Captain Storm would approve.
I can hear him sort of whistling in the background now. And
I can hear
the peg leg charging toward us.
Arr. Yep. Arr.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson and
Sophia Lepage.
JustChips.com is a Sumo Audio production.
This episode was recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
Our audio engineer is Deanna
Dee Dee
Marano.
Woo-woo.
And just so you guys know, our Instagram is pretty flossy. Just saying. It's spicy and flavorful.
Check it out.
You should also check out another Sumo Audio production.
Trampoline Hall.
All these freaking geniuses.
Genius ass people in Toronto.
Genius lecturers. It is the best lecture series you've ever heard. It's a million times better than university.
Drop out of university now and listen to it.
Yeah. In fact, you know, they say you can learn stuff on the streets and you can learn stuff in the books. I'd say go for Trampoline Hall.
Worm it up, dude.
And you can download or listen to our show wherever podcasts are available. JCDC out.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello
Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.